On the parsha of the Kiyur, the pasuk says, "Verachatzu arod v'namimenu es yedehem v'es raglehem." Rashi, her comments, quoting the Gemara in Tzvachim and Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, Ketsa Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. What is the procedure of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim from the Kiyur? Maniach yado hayamanis al gabi raglo hayamanis. So you hold the right hand over the right leg, and the left hand over the left leg, machlokes tanaim in Tzvachim, and that's how that works. But that's what Rashi quotes here, ala Torah. So the Sifrei Chachamim points out here, this is kind of a pseudo-drasha. The Gemara doesn't have a drasha, the Gemara just tells you that's how you do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. But the Sifrei Chachamim says, you get it from the extra S. So the extra S tells you to read the pasuk as if it's Yedehem Yiraglehem, that the hand and the leg have to be touching. The Meshech Chachma raises a question. Usually S is Mafsig, not like, for example, you have he quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Megillah that we learn out in Yanei Deyoma that Kriyas HaMegillah is V'yomar Ba'asar V'eis Yom Chamishasar Yom. So you learn for that extra S, so you don't have to lay in the Megillah both in Yidal and Tesvav, you lay in either Yidal or Tesvav, so S is Mafsik. So if S was Mafsik over here, then you should learn out that Yadayim and Raglayim should be separate, that the Kiddush Yadayim should be distinct, and the Kiddush Raglayim should be distinct. So why are we learning here the opposite, that S Yadayim and S Raglayim is telling you to wash them together? So the Meshech Chachma suggests that there's a Chilakir Lahalacha that the Pasuk is bringing out through this pseudo-drasha, that there's a requirement of Kiddush Yadayim both for regular avoda and also for Achilas Kachim, because we view Achilas Kachim in certain ways as being a form of avoda. However, there's a difference lahalacha in that the requirement of washing for Achilas Kachim is only Kiddush Yadayim and not Kiddush Raglayim. So the S is coming to be mafsik as far as that din is concerned, to tell you that there's a distinction in halacha between Yadayim and Raglayim when it comes to Achilas Kachim. However, as far as the regular din of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim for Avoda, so there the Yad is on top of the Regal. The Sfasamis in that Sugya there in Tzvachim is bothered by the following question, which is, we know in Arachayim, the din is that if you touch your foot, then you have to wash your hands. So if the Kohen is touching his hand to his foot, so then shouldn't he have to wash his hand, and then Chosru Chalila, so how are you accomplishing your Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim if your hand is touching your foot? Interesting question. So he suggests that there's a difference between where the norm is to walk barefoot and the norm is not. That din of having to wash your hand if you touch your foot, that's only where the norm is not to walk barefoot. But in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Avod is all done, the Kohanim are not wearing anything on their feet. So then that din doesn't apply, he suggests, and that's why there's no issue of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim with the Yad touching the Regal. And that's the Sfas Emes, and that's the Ginzvachim and Daf Yates Amud Beis. The morale here in the Gur Aryeh says that if not for this limud telling you that the Yad touches the Regal, you would have thought that you say Malin Bakodesh Vein Marida. Whereas the Seder Apostle tells you Yad and Regal. So that should tell you first do the Yad and then do the Regal. But Malin Bakodesh would tell you the Yad is more chashuv than the Regal, so you do the Regal and then the Yad. So that's why this Liman is telling you, Es Yudahem, Es Raglehem, you have to do both together. So you avoid the Seder Apostle would tell you Yad first, the notion of Malin Bakodesh would tell you Regal first, and the din is that you do both at the same time. The next pasuk, "Bevo Amel Oel Moed Yerchatzu Mayim Belo Yamusu Ovi Yishtam La Mesbech L'Sharei Saktiri Shel Hashem." So the Kohen needs to wash his hands and feet to avoid a potential chiyuv misa. The Rashi writes, "Over here, Belo Yamusu Ha'im Lo Yerchatzu Yamusu." Fine. The Rashi writes before that, "Bevo Amel Oel Moed." So we're talking about the Kohen needs to be rachutz yadayim v'raglayim before he goes into the Mishkan to bring the Ketores. Or before he brings any of the chatos ha'pnimios. So why does Rashi only quote these examples? So the Sifrei Chachamim points out that Rashi here is weighing in on the discussion as to whether the Isser, and perhaps the Chiyuv Misa, of walking in to the Mikdash without Rechisas Yadayim Ve'Raglayim, does it apply to Bi'ur Reikonos as well? That same sugya there in Zachman Daf Yutes, does it apply if you're walking in, even if you're not going to do the Avodah? Does it only apply if you're walking in to do the Avodah? So then if you walk in not Rechisas Yadayim Ve'Raglayim, there's a Chiyuv Misa? Or does it even apply for Bi'ur Reikonos if you're walking in Shelo B'Shas Avodah, Stam walking in? So that's a machlokas of the Bali Tosfos, as to the Gemara there says that you're not chayiv for Bi'ur Reikonos. So how far does that go? So Tosfos, it's one of Sanhedrin. Tosfos Sanhedrin Pei Gimel Amud Aleph Dibur Maschil below. So Tosfos there assumes that you're not chayiv for Bi'ur Reikonos whatsoever across the board. Anytime, under any circumstances, that you go anywhere inside, you're not going to be chayiv if you're not doing a voda for not being rechos yadayim ve'raglayim. However, there is a position of the Ritzva among the Bali Tosfos in Yuma Daf Hei Amud Beis Dibur Maschil Lahavi. Over there, the Bali Tosfos are of the opinion that there's a distinction between the Mizbeach and a distinction between the Heichal. So that din of no Isser applying to Bi'ur Reikonos, that only applies if you're going into the Mizbeach, but if you're going into the Heichal, so then even a Bi'ur Reikonos you're going to be Chayiv for, that'll be a violation of not being Rechos Yadayim V'Raglayim. Okay, so that's the Machlokes Bali Tosfos, whether the Isser applies to a Bi'ur Reikonos in the Heichal. So Rashi here is saying a stand on that. Rashi is saying that it's only if you're coming to do the Avoda, but if you're not coming to do the Avoda, Bi'ur Reikonos, even on the Heichal, you're not going to be Chayiv. The Netziv suggests that maybe the position of the Ritzvah is more mashma in the Pesukim. The Netziv is bothered by the following sensitivity in the Pasuk. So first it says, V'rachetzu arona v'nami menu esi dehem v'es v'aglehem v'vo'am al'om v'ed yurchetzu mai v'lo yamusim. So when they come into the Olam Moed, they should wash their hands and they should not die. Over the Yishtam and Lebesbech, L'Sharei Sakiri Shal Hashem, V'rachetzu yidehem v'aglehem v'lo yamusim. Then it says again, they should wash their hands and feet and they shouldn't die. V'aysalahem chakalam lo ulzara l'dursam. So why this Kefal Hashem, why does it say v'lo yamusim both in Pasuk Kaf and in Pasuk Kaf Aleph? And he contrasts that with the Pesukim earlier in Parshas Tetzave by Digde Kahuna. If you take a look in Perek Kafes, Pasuk Mem Gimel, so there the Pasuk says, V'hayu al Aaron v'al banav v'vo'am el o'am o'ed, o v'gishtam al mizbech l'shareis b'kodesh, v'lo yisu avon v'mesu chukas alam lo ulusar el acharav. So there it groups v'vo'am el o'am o'ed and v'gishtam al mizbech together, and both of those are modified by a single v'lo yisu avon v'mesu. Here, there's one lo yamusa that modifies v'vo'am el o'am o'ed, and another lo yamusu that modifies the gishtam alamisbeach l'sharei. So the Nesit picks up on this sensitivity. Why is it that there's a second of the lo yamusu in the pasuk here? So he suggests that there is a difference between the iser of avoda shelo b'bigdei kahuna and the iser of avoda shelo rechot yadayim v'raglayim. Namely, that when it comes to the mizbeach, so there, the Shita of the Ritzvah, when it comes to Mizbeach, the Isser only applies if it is the Shas Avoda. When it comes to the Heichal, when it comes to Avoda there, Bia there, so then you're going to be Chayiv and a Bi'ur Reikonos, you're going to be Chayiv even if it's not for Avoda. So that's why there is this added Lashon of Lo Yamusu. That's across the board. If you walk into the Olam Moed, if you walk into the Heichal, even if you're not coming to do Avoda, there's a Chiyuv Misa. And then, oh, v'gishtam l'mizbeach, not stam, but l'shareis, l'akir yishal Hashem, then v'lo yamusa. So, it's Meduk and the Pesukim, he says. As far as the din of going into the Mizbeach, that's only if you're coming to do the Avoda, as far as they did it going into Olam Moed, so there the Isser is going to apply, the Chiyuv Misa is going to apply, even if it is lo l'shem Avoda. Okay, so that's the Netziv thinks that it's Meduik in the Pesukim, like the position of the Ritzvah, and he thinks it's Meduik in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos away as well. He quotes the Rambam Mitzvos Asei Lamed Gimel. So when it comes to Bigdei Kahuna, he says, the Kol Eith She Yishari Sakoin, that the Isser of going into the Mikdash without Bigdei Kahuna only applies when he's doing the avoda, as opposed to mitzvah sasei kaf dalid by rechitzas yidayim v'raglayim. Then he writes kol zman shen yistarchu likanes lehechal vila avoda avoda. So likanes lehechal vila avoda avoda, two separate categories. So it could be that likanes lehechal is problematic even if you're not going to be doing the avoda in the hechal at that time. I just noticed in the Madana Yasher Parsha sheet, so they ask why Rashi over here only quotes the examples of Parkoy and Mashiach and Seir of Adazar. Why doesn't he quote the other Chatos Apnimius, the Parlam Davar Shalat Seber, Seir Yom Kippurim? Why is Rashi not giving an exhaustive list if he's already quoting some examples? I don't know how strong Kasha that is, but he's bothered. Why is Rashi's list not exhaustive? Okay. As we move through the Sedra, we have the Parsha of Vishamru. So Rashi comments, Vishamru v'nei Yisrael, sorry, the pasuk before that. Shesh yas yamim yasem alacha, uvayom hashvi shabbat shabbaton kodesh Hashem. So Rashi comments, it's in parentheses, so I guess it doesn't appear in all versions of Rashi. Shabbat Shabbaton, l'kach kaflu hakasov. So this is a double lashon Shabbat Shabbaton. Lomar sha'aser b'chol melach afila ochal nefesh. To tell you that in Shabbos it's an Yisr Melach, and the Yisr Melach extends even to ochal nefesh. There's a parallel Ramban. If you look in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, Lamin He Gimel, so there the pasuk says Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshavos Echem Yom HaShabbos, and the Rabban comments that since the pasuk here doesn't say Ha'osev Vol Kol Melacha the way it does in the Aseres HaDibros, so you might have thought that Ochel Nefesh is somehow excluded. So this extra lo sevaru eish b'chol moshavos echem yom haShabbos is telling you that there's an iser ochel nefesh on Shabbos as well. So why would you have thought otherwise? Why would there have been a havamina that there shouldn't be an iser of ochel nefesh on Shabbos? The klei chemda there in Vayakel has the following suggestion that she backs away from, but he says maybe you might have made the following cheshbon, which is, there never been a havamina that melechas ochel nefesh is mutar on Shabbos, but you might have thought that there's no chiyuv misa, because you might have made the following calculation, that when it comes to Shabbos, so maybe it's a cheshbon of esay versus esay velos esay. So we know that ein esay doche los esay v'esay, so you might have thought that the esay of whatever kavod oneg element you have in Shabbos that would tell you you should have good food, so that is in opposition to the essay and the los essay of the Yisr Melacha. So it's true that you don't say essay docha los essay v'essay, but you should have the essays knock each other off, and then you only have the los essay, and then maybe you would only have a iser but not a chiyuv misa. I slightly misspoke. You should say that even though we don't say essay docha los essay v'essay, but the essay is docha the los essay, and you're left with the essay of melacha, so maybe you wouldn't be chayim misa on the basis of that essay alone. Okay, then he backs away from that suggestion. He doesn't think it's correct.
What's the essay docha los essay? What's the essay?
So he presents it as something like simcha, even though there's no real simcha Shabbos, so at least covered oneg nexus, even though that's Dibre Kabbalah, but he's not convinced of this calculation either. But that's a valid question. Why do you need some kind of niyot? What's the havamin that you would have thought that ochel nefesh may be different? The Pardes Yosef quotes the following suggestion from a sefer called Osros Chaim. That why do you have this double lashon here, Shabbat Shabbason? So the Gemara in Brachas Lamed Hey tells us that Bizman Sheisal Osim Son Shamakom, and we're all doing well. So then Malachta Nasis Aydei Chayim. So then other people do our work for us, and when it's not Osim Son Shamakom, then we have to work hard. So he suggests that maybe that's the difference between the presentation, the Aseres HaDibros, and the presentation here. And Aseres HaDibros, it says, Yom HaShvi Shabbat Hashem. And here it says Shabbat Shabbason. So the Aseres HaDibros is talking about Bisman She'edos and Rasam HaShabbakom. Excuse me. So then it's just a regular Shabbos, because you have to work hard all week. But Bisman She'edos and Rasam HaShabbakom, and then Shabbat Shabbason, and it's like you're not even working hard all week, because Melachta Naaseh Sa'idei Cherim. And he thinks maybe that's Meduyak in the Psukim, that here it says Sheshes Yamin the Ayasa Malacha, and the Aseres HaDibros it says Tavot. So here it's a passive, and the Aseres HaDibros is active. And then he has a discussion, what do you mean the Aseres HaDibros is talking about Enos Rasam Shamakam? So Enos and Rasam Shamakam maybe only means Lifnimish Rasadin, okay, whatever that is. This is not directly Nogei Rashi, but you'll permit me to share the following, which I was talking about something to my colleague Rabbi Tzvi Ram yesterday, and he made a suggestion which I subsequently found in a sefer. Let me share with you. So I pointed out to him, there's a Yalkut Shimoni here, parallel to the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Ches and Beis. Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Ches and Beis, Amr Ish Lakish, the Memer of Ish Lakish, Goyish HaShavas is Chayiv Nisa. And the Yalkut here in the Medrash Rabbah in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim has a more expansive formulation of that Isser. It's noteworthy in other contexts, because the formulation in the Yalkut and the Medrash is that you can't have a Nochri who has not been Mekabel Mitzvahs Mila keep Shabbos. So that's relevant to the discussion of Malvul HaTavol, which is not our topic today. And then it says the Medrash quotes a mashal, the mashal to a melech with matrona, who are sitting together and schmoozing, and then in comes some uninvited guest and interrupts their chat. So would that uninvited guest not be chayiv nisa? So the same thing when it comes to Shabbos and Klal Yisrael, that it's our special time together, and if someone else is not invited, comes and crashes the party, then he should be chayiv nisa, because the pasuk says. So, but not a ben Noach, not an Akum. So Shabbos is only for Klal Yisrael, that reflects the relation between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, it's interesting that the Nusach HaTfila that we have Shachar Shabbos morning. So we have Yismach Moshe Manes Chalko, and then it says V'kasub Behem Shmira Shabbos V'chein Kasub Esorsach V'sham B'nei Yisrael Shabbos, and then V'lenu Sato, etc. So why is it that we dafka quote the Pesukim in Kisisa, not the Pesukim in the Aseres HaDibros? Wouldn't you have expected that Kasub Behem Shmira Shabbos V'chein Kasub Esorsach Zachor Siyam Shabbos V'kadosha? Why are we quoting V'shamru? In the Oser HaTfilos, so one of the Perushim on the bottom, the Anaf Yosef, says, he's not directly answering this, but he says, V'chasub Behem Shemar Shabbas, that's a reference to Shamar V'Zachar, that's a reference to the Aseres HaDibros, and then, V'chein Chasub Ezer Secha, the Pesukim in Parashas Kisisa. And then he says, parenthetically, why does it say Shamar V'Zachar? Why is it Shamar in the first Dibros and Zachar in the second Dibros? Because if a person loses something, and then you give him a replacement, you tell him, you better be careful this time. So the first Dibros it says Zachor, but then they broke, we lost them. So Kosh Baruch Hu gives us the second Dibros, he says, better be careful, Shamor, and watch over it, make sure that doesn't happen again. But, then the bottom there, the Sefer, the Perush Iyun Tfila, has the following two answers. So he says, first, maybe the reason we don't include the Aseres HaDibros in the davening is because of Taroma Saminim, just like we were never Misake in Aseres HaDibros as part of davening, part of Kriya Shema, because people shouldn't think that that is the be-all and end-all of Judaism. So for the same reason, we don't incorporate it into the tefillah either. And then he says this idea. No, it's dafka, the psukim of Hashomer, that are appropriate to reflect this theme. The theme of Shabbos Shacharis is that Shabbos is a reflection of the unique relation between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lenos HaTolo Gai Ratzos. And that is reflected in these psukim. Beini Vemin Yisrael, that's how we know that Shabbos is the exclusive domain of Klal Yisrael, and Goy Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. The next pasuk, Vayitena Moshe kechal osah ledaber ito b'har Sinai shenei l'chos ha'idus l'chos even kesuvim be'etzba elokim. So Rashi here comments, ein mukdam u'mucher b'torah. So this is not chronological. Maisa egel kodem l'sivim lachas ha'nishkan yamin rabim haya. Maisa egel preceded Parshios, Truma, and Tetzava. Sharei b'yudzayim mitamis nishtaber haluchos u'biyom ha'kipurim nisrasa kadosh baruch hu Yisrael u'lamachras hischilu b'nidvas ha'mishkan v'hukam v'echad b'nisan. So chronologically, the whole tzivoy for melachas ha'mishkan parshios Truma Tetzaveh happened after the Maisa Egel, and therefore what we have here, the parshios ha'egel, chronologically precedes Truma and Tetzaveh. So the Maral Gur Aryeh asks, why is that necessarily the case? What's the Hachreich and Rashi? Maybe you could have said that the original Tzivoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Mitzaveh Moshe Rabbeinu about Melachas HaMishkan in Parshas Truma Tetzaveh before the Chet Egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu only conveyed it to Bnei Yisrael after Chet Egel. So the fact that Nishtaber Luchos B'Zayim Mitamuz, and then they started building the Mishkan after Yom Kippur, isn't Pechreach Araya that the original Tzivoy preceded the Parsha Segel? That's the Maral's Kasha. Maybe the Tzivoy to Moshe Rabbeinu was before the Chet Egel, and Moshe Rabbeinu only conveyed it to Bnei Yisrael after Chet Egel. That's the Maral's Kasha. So he says, he thinks it's Meduyuk in Rashi's choice of language here that he's coming to explain that. Rashi tells you, what's the chronology here? Yizayim mitabes nishtaber luchos, fine. Yom Kippur, we had Ritzoy, fine. Next day they started donating to the Mishkan, fine. V'hukam becha b'nisan. So why does it have to say v'hukam becha b'nisan? If you're proving the chronology, so you just proved it. They started building the Mishkan the day after Yom Kippur, period. Why do you have to tell me this other historical fact of v'hukam becha b'nisan? That's not relevant to proving ein mukdam u'mucher b'tavar. So the Maral suggests, hagufa, that the fact that it was only Hukam Echa B'Nisan, and that wasn't just a coincidental day, but the plan was that it should be Hukam Echa B'Nisan, parenthetically talks about those opinions that it was Kafei Kislev, but he addresses that. But it wasn't coincidental, it was meant to be erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if that was the case, why would Moshe Rabbeinu have commanded, why would Kadosh Baruch Hu have commanded about this all the way back before Shavuos or Tammuz, before the Chet Egel? There are more pressing things. If it wasn't supposed to be built for another 9 months, so what would the pressing need have been to communicate this information at the time? So the fact that Hukam Becham and Nisan, that's a raya that it must be was only communicated later, not earlier, because there would have been no point in communicating it that early. That's what Maral suggests. And the Paradisos, he quotes from the Rebbe of Heschel, a different explanation, that we have the tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu's name does not appear in Parshas Tetzaveh because he says Mechenina. But he says Mechenina after Chet Egel. So if all that happened before Chet Egel, then why would Moshe Rabbeinu's name not appear in Parshas Tetzaveh? So that's not what Rashi says. Rashi gives a different explanation as to why you say how you know Emuk Damu Chabetara, but that's a Rebbe Heschel's suggestion as to another reason you have to say Emuk Damu Chabetara. Rashi quotes the idea that the Luchos Rishonos were given a lot of fanfare, and that's why they broke, and the Luchoshnias were given Bitsina, the Godalesnias. The Parzisiasa quotes the story that when Rav Meir Shapira founded the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, there was a big opening ceremony, and they made a lot of publicity, so they asked him, what about the notion that Godalesnias? So they record that he responded. Moshe Rabbeinu also was aware of the notion of Gadol Etznius even before the Luchos Rishonos, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was clearly aware as well. So it's not that this is some idea that they only realized after the fact. But sometimes, for the sake of the Klal, in order to push something, you have to, even if in an ideal world it should be done with Etznius, but sometimes you have to be Mochel on the Etznius in order to enhance Kavod HaTorah.